Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Morning, Paul. Is the market reacting, or had the market been reacting, factoring in a Donald Trump win until now?
It may have been. If you look at the action really over the last 10 days or so, I really don't think the markets were paying attention to the politics. I think they were really paying attention to what was happening in earnings, semiconductor sales to China, and then, of course, the blue screen of death on Friday from CrowdStrike.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the markets really were paying too much attention to the politics. As odd as that sounds, and I know a lot of our clients talked to us a lot about, what if, this person wins, that person wins, what if, this happens or that.
Mm-hmm.
It really comes down to the economy, earnings, and we're in the middle of earnings season. And that, I think, is really what drives the financial markets more than the politics.
Well, what's going on with the tech stocks?
Yeah, some of it is, as we mentioned, some of it is the semiconductors. There's still issues between the U.S. and China. Is China going to buy chips in the U.S.? Is U.S. going to be allowed to buy and create plants in China? That put a downward move in a lot of the semiconductor stocks. And then Friday's CrowdStrike rollout that did not go really well for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That had a big impact and continues to have an impact. We get earnings from Alphabet, Tesla today. We see Meta later on in the week, and then next week it's Microsoft and Apple. So we'll get to see some of the big tech name earnings, and that, I think, will drive tech in whichever direction they're going to go based on those earnings numbers.
So do you think with the tech sector it's a correction or just sort of a pause?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more of a pause at this point. I'll have a better feel in a week or two when we see the earnings numbers from a lot of the big tech names. Given the run that they've had, it would not surprise me to see many of those names come down 15-20%. Given the run that many of them have, they're up 30-50% this year. So it would not, even with a 20% decline, they'd still be up for the year. And that really kind of puts them in correction territory. So it's possible, but I think a lot hinges on the earnings numbers that come out the next couple weeks.
Are you directing some of your clients into small stocks? They've been looking good lately, haven't they?
They've been looking great, and we are ecstatic. We've been waiting for this for a long time. We have a pretty good slug of small cap. We've been there for a while. We've not looked to be the smartest in the box until last 2 weeks. Then all of a sudden we got really, really intelligent. I think that run has a ways to go, and you and I have kind of talked about it in the past where Apple, Microsoft, NVIDIA, their market caps, each of them are equal to the total market cap of the small cap world. So any money that moves from those names, as investors maybe rotate out and go to small caps, has a huge impact on small caps. And I think that's part of the reason for the move that we've seen.
There was an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal today, a headline, "Boost Accredited History by Starting Early. Parents are helping children by adding them on their own accounts." It's a good idea, really, for kids college age or what have you, to start building that credit history. And what's the best way to do that?
Well, there's a couple ways to do it, and I'm a little nervous about having my kids on my credit card account. So what we did when our girls got into college is they opened up credit cards on their own through Discover. You can do the same with Visa, MasterCard. They have relatively low limits, $500,000, something like that, but it's in the child's name. child is responsible for it. And if you have to come in because they've gone a little stupid with the credit, okay, you can probably swing a $500 or $1,000 bill as opposed to, you know, $5,000 or $10,000. But it's in their name and it builds credit directly. And it teaches the kids how to, you know, set up the account, make sure that it's tied to your bank so you can make the payments on a regular basis, and manage that process without getting themselves into huge amounts of trouble because the credit limit is so high. So given that it's in their name only, their credit limit is capped. And I think that's a great way to start, especially for those that are going into college.
Yeah, I tell my my daughter that you want to be the least favorite customer of the credit card company. You want to be just pay it off completely all the time. You don't want to be their favorite customer because you're running up a big balance and paying those humongous interest charges.
And I think I think all three of my girls missed their first payment. And then when they saw what the charges were and the late fees, et cetera, they were like, oh, my gosh, can't do that anymore. So they got religion real quick and made sure that they made those payments every month. So, you know, like I said, they're all going to make those mistakes. It's a good learning experience, and it teaches them really quick how those fees and charges add up. And they learn that lesson rather quickly.
Yeah, we hope they do anyway, don't we?
Yes.
We could try. All right. So earnings season numbers will be what you're looking at coming up, right?
Yeah, it's going to be all earnings. We're getting some of the tech names this week, more next week. Next week is really the heart of it. UPS came out this morning, a little bit of a disappointment. Coke was better. So it's been kind of a mixed bag so far, but the markets are reacting at least a little bit positively to the bulk of earnings so far.
Murphy and Silvest, Paul Nolte. Thank you, Paul. Talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you.
Yep.
Thank you.